Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the East Coast Survival Network podcast. My name is Nick, and I am your host. Today, I want to speak about rooftop gardens and surviving on a rooftop during an apocalypse or during some sort of survival situation. Now, let's just say this episode is after an apocalypse, and you're looking for somewhere to stay and grow crops and just be able to survive, you know, either by yourself or with a group of people. Now, it's kind of tough to find a spot, like even a house, a residential house, or even to pitch a tent somewhere because you're scared of looters and rioters or somebody just coming along and messing your stuff up, taking your supplies. So for this episode, I'm going to talk about rooftop gardens. So my last episode was routes. And with routes, I was talking about how you want to visually be able to look around and to see, you know, abandoned buildings or places where you could basically go up on top of there and live and successfully be able to live. So if you really want to look into it a little bit more, I definitely suggest going to YouTube, right? And typing in China rooftop gardens. I mean, Bangkok also has a ton of videos on gardens with chickens and everything. And that's all on the rooftops of these buildings because China and Bangkok, they in the main city areas, they don't have a lot of property because they try to use up every little bit of property to put a building. I'm sure you guys seen like these China, these little pods that they build where they basically make like miniature homes and miniature apartments so they could fit more people into a building. So it's basically kind of the same concept, but it's gardens. They put little gardens up on top of these buildings. And just check it out. There are a ton of videos. Even if you just Google it, there's a ton of videos of China rooftop gardens. And look into Bangkok also. That's pretty cool. Now, where I'm from New York. And New York is also known for a rooftop garden, the Brooklyn Grange. It's in the Brooklyn Naval Yard in New York City. And they have a huge garden on top of their building. And up there, I believe, also is a restaurant, and you could buy and you could buy crops and you could eat up there too. So if you actually decide on doing a survival situation rooftop garden, you're going to want to be able to make sure you have the proper way to distribute the weight. Because you're going to have a lot of soil, a lot of plants, and a lot of water inside that soil, as well as maybe a water catch system, that you want to be able to distribute that weight properly. Now, if you look on top of these big, large office buildings, you're most likely going to see an HVAC unit. Those HVAC units are placed properly with proper weight distributing, and there are mainly I-beams, steel I-beams underneath that. So if you run along those I-beams there, and you know how they're placed, you shouldn't have much of an issue of distributing the weight. You could also probably idleize the HVAC system and maybe put something on top of that or near that, or, you know, where you could figure something out like that. Because, you know, nothing's going to cave in on the next floor. It's going to be pretty labor intensive getting water up there if it doesn't rain for a while, as well as soil. So you also have to keep that in mind of how you're going to do that. I would definitely recommend, you know, trying to stick with people that you trust and having a good team, even your family, you know, and being able to, you know, distribute the jobs properly where, you know, this person is in charge of just mainly the water and this person's in charge of the soil. And once the soil is, you know, once plants are planted, then they'll make sure of watering everything. And you got to keep logs of things, you know, it's a full-time job surviving as well as surviving on top of a rooftop. Definitely get some tarps and get some tents up there. I'm sure you can find some of those pop-up tents, screw them in if you can, or nail them down and make sure they don't fly away. you got to be aware of the weather and the heat because, you know, it does get really hot on these roofs. These roofs are mainly, you know, black tar or just, you know, this black of, rubberized rollout tarps that they basically put down using heat. So you gotta just make sure that you're doing everything properly. Set up some solar panels And I actually have something on my Instagram at East Coast Survival Network where I have a Goal Zero solar generator, and it is absolutely great. It came in handy last week when we lost power in my house. I was able to plug in, you know, laptops, phones. I have a cord of like those string lights all the way around one of my rooms. So I plug those in. I was able to, you know, charge things that I need. And that would be great for a rooftop situation. You're practically invisible up there. You know, if you're at the highest point, you're practically invisible, and you'll be able to see anybody coming. You know, you could put barriers around the bottom of the first floor, or you put little traps. You could survive for a very long time up there. So yeah, just don't forget to check out the China Rooftop Gardens, the Bangkok Gardens, and even look into, you know, there's some videos on YouTube of the Brooklyn Grange, Brooklyn Naval Yard. If you can't spell that, just type in Brooklyn Rooftop Garden and you'll find it. There's a few more rooftop gardens. I don't really know much about it, so I'm not going to speak about it, but yeah. That wraps up this episode, everybody, of East Coast Survival Network Podcast. Thank you very much for listening. And don't forget to follow me on YouTube and on Instagram at East Coast Survival Network. Stay safe, survivors.